Welcome to FrontTrench.com Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. There are three things you need to know regarding the 2021 Busch Clash at Daytona.
Number one.
I'm joined by Adam Cheek, associate editor and writer for FrontTrench.com with me, as he will be with me every Sunday to recap the previous race for the 2021 NASCAR Cup Series. Adam, thank you so much for joining me. No race to recap, but we will be previewing a race that will be on Tuesday evening, this being the Busch Clash at Daytona. Now, Adam, first and foremost, for the first time, they've switched it up, the format and the overall race. Instead of being a super speedway race, they've switched it to the road course. Was this a good idea for NASCAR to switch it up?
Well, thanks for having me, Brian. I'm very excited to do this with you all throughout the season. But yeah, the Clash, it's on a Tuesday night, which feels very weird to say. And I don't know, I like the road course idea in terms of the past couple of years have ended in carnage both years. 2019 ended up in a gigantic pileup that sent the race under caution and then under rain clouds and was eventually called. And then last year was just crash after crash after crash. And we ended up with, I don't even know if any cars ended up with no damage, but you had Denny Hamlin pushing Eric Jones to the win and Jones's car was battered beyond recognition. But I think it's a really good idea in terms of avoiding the carnage that a super speedway race brings. But I'm not entirely sure as for the excitement level, because last year's road course race was kind of uneventful as a whole. So I think it's going to be a trade-off there, but I'm hoping for some exciting racing. Maybe everyone's so antsy to get back into it that we'll see some exciting battles.
Number two.
Now, in previous years, there has been only winners that have won a pole in the previous season have gone to been able to race in this event. Now, this year, if you have won a stage, or if you have won a race, or if you have won a pole, those are options. Or if you're a past champion, those are the options to get into this event. Should fans care about the Clash without any real pole positions fought for in 2020 and the changing eligibility rules?
I think so. It's a nice little way to start the season off with something that's not a points race or not a race that's super consequential when it comes to the duels and setting the lineup for the field. And it's a, in essence, easing into the season, I suppose. So, I mean, you'll see guys, everyone from last year's champion Chase Elliott to previous champion Kyle Busch to Ty Dillon, the 23, racing in this thing. So it should be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it. So I think given all those factors coming in, I just think it's an interesting race to start the season off with. Last year certainly was. So, yeah, I think fans should care about watching it. Man, it's on a Tuesday night. What are you doing on Tuesday?
Number three.
Last but not least, Adam, before we let you go, who are some of the names that we should be able to keep an eye out for that we would be able to see running up in the front on Tuesday night?
Honestly, I limited myself to three because didn't want to get too carried away. But I think it's the top three from last year's Daytona Road Course race in the summer, the debut at the track for the Cup Series. Martin Truex Jr. finished third. He didn't have any wins on road courses last year, but he has prior to that, and he's been excellent with turning right as much as he is turning left. And he's won at Sonoma and Watkins Glen in his career. He finished third last year. Denny Hamlin finished second, his teammate. Hamlin is okay on road courses. He's not like the guy, go-to guy you think of when you think of a guy that's going to win at a road course, but he is great at Daytona itself. He's won the past two Daytona 500s, looking to make it three in a row this year and four overall. And, of course, I mean, you can't pick against Chase Elliott. He's the champion. He won the Daytona road course last year, and he's been incredible on road courses these past couple of years, so it's very hard to pick against him.
Adam, thanks for the time. We'll talk again next week.
All right, thank you.
Adam Cheek, associate editor and writer for FrontStretch.com. Well, that is it for this edition of FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter, Facebook.com/FrontStretch. You can follow both of us on Twitter at TheBrianNolan and at Adam N. Cheek. And follow FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop every Monday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and FrontStretch.com. For Adam, I am Brian Owen, and for everybody at Front Stretch, stay healthy, stay safe, continue to social distance, and when in public, wear a mask.